Hi there, it's Rod Jans here. We're hanging out in Tangier Spa today with several people. Kathleen Jans, it's her spa, and Robin Paisley, Gary and Pasley.
It's okay.
And Gary and Carla Adolf. And Gary and Carla were here doing a house concert on Sunday night, and they're in the Lower Mainland, so we thought we would just get together and talk about music and their careers and where things are at. And I actually thought I would start with Robin. So Robin, tell us how to pronounce your name, your last name properly.
Pasley.
Pasley, right. And Robin and her husband Ben have been involved in a project called Enter the Worship Circle and Chair and Microphone. And I was wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about that and what that project's all about, and then maybe even tell us how you're involved in that.
Okay. Well, we created the first Enter the Worship Circle album back in 1998. We were together doing music under the name 100 Portraits, and we were specifically doing outreach to college campuses and playing in bars and clubs and totally not doing worship-focused music necessarily, of course, Jesus-focused, but not just worship music. And we were working a lot with university groups, you know, Christian organizations when we were on campus as well. And we noticed that they just didn't have any worship music that they could reproduce in their small groups. They, almost all of them had some kind of hand drum and an acoustic guitar, but most of the worship music out in the late 90s was larger orchestrations, or at least had a full band. And so we began feeling like the Father was speaking to us about creating a worship album. And so it was in our hearts to make it functional where we were and make it where they could easily reproduce the songs. So we set out to accomplish that, and then we had been working, not working necessarily with, but intersecting with a band called Waterdeep off and on when we would tour, because they were touring a lot of the same places. Matter of fact, we played some of the same venues and even shared the stage with them a few times. And so we thought, well, we'll just call them because they love the same people we love, you know, college students, and they might think this is a fun project. And in our minds, Enter the Worship Circle was going to be one album that we did as we were working to reach college students, you know, with the gospel. And it ended up kind of taking on a life of its own. So the whole premise behind the album, and now the catalog of albums, is very simply written worship music that's easily reproducible in a small group or a large, you know, stage. But it's all written from the Psalms, you know, taken out of a psalm in its expression, and at least in its inspiration for sure. And so, and Chair and Microphone was a piece of the catalog now that's continued to go on, but it started just my husband Ben. When we had our second child, we couldn't tour as easily, so he wanted to continue to do music, so he decided to write an album that would just be one voice, one guitar, and recorded in a one-pass live environment where there was no overdubs, and which was the same with the Worship Circle albums. They were all recorded live with no overdubs or anything like that, and it gives the recording itself a very vulnerable feeling to the listener, that they kind of got to be in on what was really happening there. And so we've just, you know, continued to record those with artists that we have relationship with. So the second circle was people that were around us at the time, and third circle, and then of course the fourth circle was more unique because the relationships we recorded with were deeper spiritual, you know, family relationships as well.
Mm-hmm. Still all doing it in one pass.
All one pass, yeah. No overdubs, no fixes.
Yeah. Lots of crying.
Lots of crying. No, it's really, it's such a, you can speak to this too, Carla, that kind of recording environment mm-hmm. is so nerve-wracking because mm-hmm. you, especially in the worship circle ones, because there's 5, 6, 8 players at the same time, and if one of you messes up, yeah. you all have to retake the whole thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you're tired by the end of the night. Man. That's where the crying comes in. You're like, not again.
You whisper a song over me. I'm slow to answer, slow to speak. I found a safe place. How wide is your love? How high, how deep? It's untouched, and I'm not enough. I found a safe place in you. I found a safe place in you. Remember the day you called my name? I was a stranger, but you loved me the same. I found a safe place. How high is your love? How high, how deep? It's untouched, and I'm not enough. I found a safe place in you. I found a safe place in you. Treasure, you are my key, you are the door.